I'm Sean Power reporting. The Iowa Department of Transportation held a public meeting on Thursday concerning potentially removing and redesigning several rail crossings in Merrill. Three at-grade crossings are part of the proposal in Merrill at U.S. Highway 75, at Main Street, and at Calhoun Street. Members of the DOT project team brought several proposed concepts for the crossing on Highway 75 to gather feedback from residents. The three preferred concepts the project team proposed includes potentially shifting Highway 75 west and building a bridge over the tracks, or building a bridge over the tracks after the rail line is moved south, or shifting Highway 75 east and moving the rail line to the south. The DOT says the study is seeking to identify ways to improve highway safety and traffic flow in the area, to mitigate a physical barrier posed by the rail corridor in the community, and to eliminate the risk of future highway rail grade crossing accidents and incidents. The existing line can see up to 10 trains a day, causing traffic on Highway 75 to be backed up and creating safety issues. More information on the study, as well as project materials that were made available at the meeting, can be found on the DOT's website at iowadot.gov. Another meeting is planned for this summer, with the final study expected to be released this fall. Archaeologists, tribal representatives, educators, and state officials gathered in Northwest Iowa this week to discuss the future of a National Historic Landmark. Blood Run sits along the Big Sioux River and stretches from Northwest Iowa into South Dakota. It's where historians say the Oneota people first started settling over 1,100 years ago and lived, farmed, and traded for centuries. It's considered the ancestral home for the Omaha, Ponca, Oto, and Yowie tribes. State Senator Jeff Taylor of Sioux Center says the site is important to the entire state.
I love history, and so for me, this is something that's right up my alley. I wanted to learn more, and this gave really rich historical and anthropological background and context for Blood Run and why it matters.
Others at the event raised concerns about farming activity around burial mounds in the area, as well as preservation of the entire site, not just the 200 acres the state of Iowa acquired in 1987. Taylor says legislators have not seen a development or preservation plan for the area.
And unfortunately, you know, we are facing a bit of a budget tightening period right now.
Taylor says that means any plan will require a combination of state funding and private donations. South Dakota opened Good Earth State Park in 2013 on its side of Blood Run. Iowans who are part of a group called Friends of Blood Run presented a nearly $10 million preservation plan to the Iowa Natural Resource Commission. It included construction of an Oneota Archive and Research Center, with hopes it would become a national repository for Oneota artifacts. Archaeologists believe as many as 6,000 people once lived at Blood Run, but moved west in the 1700s. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.